Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with your news briefing. The PM's got a bit more international diplomacy ahead. Anthony Albanese's due to meet with the French president in Paris. He said in the lead-up he's looking forward to having a constructive relationship with Emmanuel Macron. The collapsed submarine deal is likely to dominate at least part of the discussions. It was worth tens of billions of dollars. Plenty of rain on the way for the east coast with a drenching forecast across almost 3,000 k's from Cooktown to southern New South Wales. Dean Naramore from the Weather Bureau says far and North Queensland's expecting unseasonably wet weather today amid the dry season.
Pretty unseasonal for this time of year. Some places have seen up to 10 or 15 times the monthly average through inland areas of NT and Queensland. And then tomorrow, as we move into the weekend, the focus will really shift to the central coast of New South Wales, where we could see falls of 100 to 200 millimetres over a few days, with isolated falls in excess of that possible.
Some parts of New South Wales have been warned to expect as much as 150 mil in 6 hours. A flood watch is currently in effect for a stretch spanning the state's Hunter to the south coast. It kicks in tomorrow. Victoria will partially privatise its roads agency in a bid to pump almost $8 billion into the state. The extra cash will be put into managing pandemic debt. And grab the colouring in pencils. The AFP's released an activity book to teach kids about how our federal police keep the country safe. It includes Constable Paul the Platypus from National Investigations, Wendy the Wombat from Cybercrime, and forensic scientist Dr. Magpie, you guessed it, the Magpie. Listener.